From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Noor Grove with your headlines for Thursday, September 12th. The Shasta County Elections Commission has voted to send a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors that would dramatically change the way people cast their votes. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The commission first started as an advisory committee in 2023. Its role is to make recommendations on election affairs to the county's Board of Supervisors. Its members are appointed. But according to reporting by the Reading Record Searchlight, it's already recommended actions that are contrary to California law. The paper reports that during its meeting Monday, the commission proposed limiting absentee ballots in Shasta County and returning to one-day voting. That was against the recommendations of the county council and the registrar of voters, who pointed out that it would violate state law. The paper reports one dissenting commissioner called the recommendation ridiculous and said it should, quote, go in the burn barrel. Nearly 80% of Shasta County voters vote by mail. The paper reports commissioners still voted 3-1 to send the recommendation to the Board of Supervisors, which would ultimately decide if and how to follow it. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Shasta County is also losing yet another top official. This time, it's its public defender. William Bateman has served as Shasta County's public defender since 2018. According to reporting from the Reading Record Searchlight, Bateman will remain in his position for another 2 weeks before leaving the position. The news outlet reports Bateman told a county supervisor part of the reason he's resigning is the workload. Bateman said attorneys in the county could work anywhere else for the same pay and 75% less of the workload, and that continued staff turnover has made the problem worse. Bateman is the latest of numerous other top officials who have decided to leave Shasta County. That includes the county's resource management director and its Health and Human Services Agency branch director, who both left their positions this summer. In other news, a former Yuba City school counselor has been sentenced to more than 12 years in prison for threatening community members. 56-year-old Todd Tyler pleaded no contest last month to making criminal threats and violation of probation. The Yuba County District Attorney's Office says Tyler made the threats between 2021 and 2023. They included racist and homophobic hate speech. He was also sentenced for threatening to kill two of his daughter's softball coaches, a kid who was friends with one of his children, and a police sergeant's wife. And those thinking about heading from Chico to Lassen National Park or Lake Elmanor over the weekend should be aware of delays along Highway 32. Starting today, the highway will be subject to full closures and one-way traffic controls at the Butte-Tehama County line near the community of Lomo. Officials with Caltrans say crews will be doing restoration work following the park fire. There will be intermittent closures over the weekend that could bring 30-minute delays. Starting Monday, the highway will only be open for half-hour intervals 3 times a day, at 10 a.m., noon, and 2. The closures are expected to be in place until October. Also, a local bike advocacy group, Chico Velo, will hold a community meeting tonight to get input on a new bike park coming to Chico. Chico Velo's co-manager, Whitney Garcia, says the organization is looking to take the public's suggestions and concerns into consideration.
We are cyclists ourselves, we are community members ourselves, and we are building this project because we had this amazing opportunity, and we want to do right by the community.
Chico Area Recreation and Park District, or CARD, owns the land on Humboldt Road where the park will be built. Chico Velo is managing the project. Garcia says the park will be a place for cyclists of all types to ride.
It's typically safer. You have different lines. They're intended to help you increase your skill and also just to be a place for community to go play.
Garcia says she hopes the meeting will provide insight for the park's design, which she expects will be finished by the end of the year. The meeting will be from 5:30 to 7 this evening at Marsh Junior High. And finally, in state legislative news, a bill that would create a California Agave Commission passed the state's legislature and now awaits Governor Gavin Newsom's signature. Cap Radio's Manola Sakaita has more.
Agricultural commissions in California are meant to support the marketing and production of a commodity, like strawberries or olive oil. Craig Reynolds is the president of the nonprofit California Agave Council. He launched the council in 2022 as a way to connect agave growers and distillers in the state with resources. He says creating an agave commission would be a huge sign of progress for the crop.
We've been crawling for 2 years, and now we're toddlers. We're on our own 2 feet walking.
A growing number of California distillers and growers have been drawn to the crop in recent years because it doesn't require much water and can withstand intense heat. Manola Sekaita, CAP Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, September 12th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nora Grove.